Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We were chatting to Irish fans in Prague a little earlier in the show today about the crack and the buzz there last night and already this morning. If you're like me and you're a loose, now I mean very loose football fan, but there's no bandwagon you wouldn't get on. And I'll be honest, I love a good bandwagon. If you're heading out to just soak up that atmosphere later on tonight, Cameron Hill from Off the Ball is with me in studio today to tell us everything we need to know to bluff our way through tonight's match. So, Cameron, what do I need to know?
Okay, where do you want me to start?
Well, what do I need to know? What am I looking out for tonight?
Well, 7:45, you have to be in front of your TV, wherever you are, for Ireland against Czechia. That's the game, the semi-final for the World Cup playoffs in Prague. So, win this game and you set up a home tie against either Denmark and North Macedonia, who are playing at the same time. The winner will take a place at the World Cup in America, Mexico and Canada later this summer. If you lose that game, unfortunately, we still have a friendly against the loser of
that
Denmark.
We have to play.
Yeah, so
because I have to be honest, like from the buzz and listening to fans, right, yesterday here in the show and a little bit earlier this afternoon on the programme, I was off the view that if we win tonight, and it kind of feels like we've already won, if you're to go by the buzz, right? If we win tonight, that's it, we're through. But no, should we have another game on Tuesday?
Oh, absolutely. It feels like the World Cup final is taking place tonight, but unfortunately not quite there. But we still have like either a World Cup playoff final or this pointless friendly, which seems like an incredibly cruel punishment if you lose, that you have to go.
It's horrendous.
It's dreadful. But it's to do with TV rights and everything. So the Aviva Stadium will be the place to be on Tuesday for a game of either totally irrelevant consequence or everything.
So actually Tuesday's game in the Aviva is a much more pertinent game to be at than tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is an away day. We don't get those. And we
right.
don't get games really where everything's on the line quite as much. And suddenly you've got this burning hatred for Franz Kafka and anyone else who's Czech. It's the way that international sport and international football works that it just brings something out, particularly when Ireland are playing and when it's the men's team. The women's team have already qualified for World Cups in recent years, but the men's team set the dial. And it's, I think everyone's going to be invested in some ways tonight.
What are the three talking points I need to look out for tonight?
Well, first off, how many Troy Parrott goals are coming our way, whether it's going to be 3, 4. He's in absolutely scintillating form. Obviously got the 3 in Budapest to send us to this playoff when we beat Hungary 3-2, and has scored, I think, 28 goals for his club, AZ Alkmaar, in the Netherlands to date. So he's in red hot form. Cuiving Kelleher, will he be required to keep out the likes of Patrick Schick, the danger man for the Czechs? Will he be needed in a penalty shootout, which I feel a lot of journalists and people in the know are predicting that this game could end in a draw, which would mean extra time and then penalties. Mm. And that could be danger area for Ireland.
Who are our penalty takers? Who are the names I need to be looking out for?
We don't know, because Hamer Hallgrimsson, the manager, said, we're not going to work on penalties this week. We're not thinking that far ahead, which feels, like tempting fate. Troy Parrott will obviously be one. Finn Azaz, your attackers, whoever is on the bench, Tadosiak Bene, anyone who's further up.
They're the dangers. They're the people I need to look out for tonight, are they?
They're the people that'll be taking the penalties for Ireland. But I was reading earlier that Czechia, not only have they never lost a penalty shootout, they've never missed a penalty in a penalty
shootout.
Stop! 23 out of
So we can't get to a penalty shootout with them.
They've never faced Cuiving Kelleher, in fairness. He could be the guy that brings that to an end, but I would be wary.
So who are we relying on beyond Troy Parrott and Cuiving Kelleher?
Depends on what kind of team he goes for. Like Harvey Vale, who's the new boy in the squad from QPR, he has been touted as potentially starting this game, which would be incredible for his international debut to come in the biggest game in about 25 years for Ireland. But he could be a danger man. You've got Finn Azaz in red hot form for Southampton at the moment. Tadosiak Bene, as I said, could play. He's a favourite of Hamer Hallgrimsson's, but hasn't had a lot of game time. And then you've got your stalwarts, your Kelleher's. Seamus Coleman will probably have a role both on and off the field, given he's such a presence in that squad. Alan Brown could be a late shout in the midfield. He's been brilliant for Middlesbrough in recent weeks. It's going to be really interesting to see who he picks, because for the first time in a while, it feels like the midfield and the starting team isn't as settled as it would have been in the past. And that's a good thing.
When are we due to get the team?
Around an hour before kickoff. So as I said, 7:45 Irish time. So you'll probably know the team the first rumours would be out around 6:30.
And then on the opposition side, who do we need to look out for?
Patrick Schick is the guy up front for them. He plays for Bayer Leverkusen and scored an absolutely brilliant goal at the last Euros in the Euros in 2021. But he's brilliant. Pavel Schulk, who we were all hoping would be injured, he's made it. But just because he's been so good for Lyon this year, and we were like, oh great, someone's out. And that was the generation between November and March, the sort of rumour mill. But unfortunately, it looks like he'll play. And they have another guy called Thomas Chory, who's been brilliant in the Czech league.
Yeah, I'm taking note of all these names.
I can see the pen working away.
Yeah. He was very clinical up front. That's a great line, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All you need to know,
that's how you know to spot a true bluffer, brilliant. Cameron. Two or three lines like that and I'm on a home run here.
Damn, you understood the assignment.
What is our success rate in playoffs?
Not great. So out of 10, we've won 3. One against Iran to get to the 2002 World Cup, a really tetchy second leg in Tehran before my time slightly. The two that I remember are Estonia. We beat them fairly comfortably in a playoff to get to Euro 2012. And our last playoff win was against Bosnia to make it to Euro 2016. Other than that, it's been pretty hopeless. The Netherlands beat us.
So sorry, when did we last qualify?
For the World Cup in 2002. So it's been a long time. We have had two World Cup playoffs before that. The France game, Thierry Henry made a name for himself in that one.
I watched that.
That was tough, yeah. And then 2018, we played Denmark, having drawn in Copenhagen in the first leg and then got absolutely hammered at the gate 5-1.
You've just saved me doing all my research ahead of watching this tonight. Where are you watching it?
I'm going to be in the Bleeding Horse. I was in a pub.
Camden Street.
I was in the old stand for the Parrot game, the Hunger
I'll have
game.
To find somewhere to watch. I'll have to just go out and watch it now for the crack.
I think so.
Yeah, and I love the crack. So, like, there's no bandwagon I wouldn't get on.
I'm getting serious FOMO from everyone over in Prague.
I don't know how we missed not going.
I'm the only one out there from off the wall today. I've been keeping the ship.
you're the only one sailing the ship today, Cameron.
How did I miss this junket?
And listen, for those of us that are true bandwagon supporters, what days would I need to take off now if I am planning to...
Well, it's probably too late to take off tomorrow unless you decide, an unrelated
God, as true as God now, you will just naturally end up sick tomorrow. But for those planning to maybe... So actually, if you were thinking about going to the World Cup in the summer, tonight is still too early to book, but you'd want to start looking at routes to maybe try and get cheaper flights to the US. But you nearly have to wait till Tuesday, really.
You'd probably need to wait till Tuesday, but it wouldn't be the worst idea to jump the gun. So June 12th to June 18th and June 25th.
Even I know it's the same day as the Hurling All-Ireland.
There you go. Absolutely.
I know that much.
Those are the dates you need to bear in mind. Those will be the potential group games against.
So you'd want to start submitting the days for the leave anyway and work today.
Absolutely. Or, find a way to get...
Yes. She can always cancel it.
Yeah.
I put it in anyway. The request.
I have a friend who has lost so many granddads in his time because of the games. So, that's what you have to do. You have to wrangle your way, as people who made it to Prague have done.
Well, loads of talking points. You've done all of our research, Cameron, for those of us that have a loose passing interest. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.